Katy Perry and her little teacup poodle Nugget were embroiled in controversy. It was to do about the ad that she had filmed for Maya. Her little Nugget, her little teacup poodle, she had a throwaway line at the end that said, "Come on, Nugget, let's go get your little puppy passport and we'll off to chase some koalas." Well, the animal lovers, they came. They came flying, saying it was disgusting, sickening that she would talk about animal cruelty, her dog chasing koalas. It forced Maya to change the ad, to cut that out. It's an absolute disgrace that Maya would even kowtow to that, to think, yeah, we need to change this. It is political correctness gone mad. Today, though, we hear another story, and this one's closer to home. I've got on the line Gary Thompson. Gary is a butcher at Burpengary. G'day, Gary.
Hi, Ben. How are you going?
Gary at Burpengary. There we go. Tell me the name of your butcher shop, mate, and when did it open?
Mate, we opened last Monday, and we're called the Squealing Pig.
Squealing Pig. I've drunk wine called the Squealing Pig.
So have I.
There we go. Now, tell me what's happened in the last week or so.
Mate, we had a little Facebook site going, and literally was a little Facebook site. I only had a 100 odd sort of followers at the time. And then sort of Monday afternoon, we had a couple of animal activists sort of get on and basically saying, you know, our name was disgusting and, you know, we were being cruel to animals and, you know, we shouldn't be selling meat.
You're a butcher, Gary.
Yeah, I know. So all we did was block them. and then they sort of started putting photos up, so we decided we're going to delete photos. So I think we've actually deleted off their Facebook side of the photos that the vegans have put up.
The name of the group, the Unapologetic Vegans of Australia.
Yep.
And they were hammering you on social media. They're also leaving bad reviews, is that right?
Yeah, leaving one reviews or no comments at all, just leaving one review so you can't actually do anything about it.
Yeah. And see, when you have bad reviews for a business, anyone who's got a Facebook page up for their business or anything online, that all goes into the Google algorithm and it gets popped up. Bad reviews, bad for business.
Yep, pretty much.
Did you even think about that before picking a name, Gary?
Nah. I just, all I put it out, I put it, picked the name because I thought it was something catchy.
Yeah.
Look, I've been a butcher. I actually collect pigs. I've got thousands of pigs at home for the, you know, all sorts of pigs.
Mm.
Yeah, I collect them. I like them. I'm a butcher. So, look, I just thought, well, I wanted something catchy for the business that, you know, wasn't like family quality or family meats or quality meats. I wanted something that people would remember.
Yeah.
And I obviously picked the right one.
Well, the right one or the wrong one, if you've got them coming at you. Have you had any negative impact on the business as far as this is concerned?
No, definitely not negative. Definitely not negative. I mean, only from like vegans that are on Facebook that have never actually been to the shop either.
Yeah.
You know, and look, we didn't pick the name to upset vegans. We certainly didn't pick that, and we certainly didn't pick the name to upset animal activists.
And Gary, it's bigger picture stuff for me. It's the fact that Australians, we seem to have lost our humour, sense of humour along the line somewhere. And we just get outraged at the littlest things.
Yeah. The minority seems to be ruling the majority at the moment.
Do you have any plans to change the name?
None at all.
Good.
Whatsoever.
Good. All right, you're at work now?
I am, mate, yeah.
How are things out of Burpengary?
Mate, pretty busy. We had Kmart open this morning, which was great.
Yep.
It's been really good this week. I mean, we had family open last week, and we had a really good week last week, and this week's even that little bit better, and I would like to do one thing, Ben. I'd like to thank all my supporters, and I'd like to thank them for my customers, because they're the ones that actually ran with this, not me.
Yeah.
All I did was put up one post. And all I asked, basically said was, I didn't want these guys to actually put the jobs and, you know, the lives of my guys in jeopardy. Like, if I lose my business because of, you know, animal activists or something like that, you know, well, then these guys lose their jobs and they lose their livelihoods, and then that affects them. So I've got, you know, quite a few people employed here, and I didn't want to see them lose their jobs.
Of course not.
But I put it out to my customers, one post, and just asked them to actually review my business honestly and openly, and to like it, share it, and follow it if they could. And my customers took up the challenge, and they just went for it. And I just, for me, it's just ridiculous how many people have seen it, liked it, shared it. I didn't sort of know that much about Facebook up until the other day.
Gary, it can be a scary thing at times, social media. I'm glad it's being used now for good rather than evil. Thanks for the chat. All the best with the squealing pig out there at Burpin Gary. Gary at Burpin Gary, it's hard to get your tongue around, but it's a bigger issue, isn't it? We mentioned it yesterday. I just am dreading what's going to be popping up tomorrow. Like in the Fed Income Department, this has got to stop. These keyboard warriors who just get on and blast away. As Gary said, the negative impact that very well may have happened here, negative reviews, and all of a sudden, there are people without a job. He's a business owner rolling his sleeves up, doing his best for this country, and you get imbeciles like that.